Wired versus wireless keyboard, which is better in 2021? The difference between a wired versus wireless keyboard lies in the convenience and functionality of the specific device. The wired keyboard is easier to use and has better performance for shorter distances. The wireless model, on the other hand, comes with a set of downsides which include limited range and easily tangled cords. In this article, we'll go through everything there is to know about this topic. Pros and cons of wireless keyboard vs. wired. Wired keyboard. Pros: stable, will experience less interference, batteries are not required. You get the same quality and function for a lower price. Cons: sometimes the cord can be a problem. Only the wire's length can be used. Wireless keyboard. Pros: it is convenient and can be used with a greater distance. Clean up your space. Cons: it is much easier to cause interference than a wired network. The interference can actually be ignored. It cannot function without batteries. Wired vs. wireless keyboard comparison. The wireless keyboard is better if you're not a professional gamer. The wired keyboard is our preferred choice, particularly if you are a gamer. Professionals who require consistent and rapid response times, and gamers who can't tolerate input lag, prefer wired mechanical keyboards. Wire-free keyboards are more affordable to make and are preferred by both home and business users. There's still a lot to be covered. Bluetooth vs. radio keyboards. This is the first step in the wireless versus wired keyboard debate. Bluetooth was a wireless technology that was extremely popular at the beginning of the new millennium. It didn't take off with peripherals for PC, except for headphones and a few input devices. The majority of peripherals that are described as wireless use RF technology. Radio waves are used to communicate with them via radio frequencies, RF. The USB receiver is plugged into your laptop or desktop. Many people mistakenly believe that Bluetooth and wireless radio are the same things. They're not. Modern wireless keyboards communicate using the 2.4 GHz frequency band, which allows them to communicate with PCs up to 30 feet away. Bluetooth devices can also be used with a dongle, but their effective range is typically less than 10 feet. This is a good thing because RF keyboards make up the majority of wireless devices. So that's all the technical stuff. Reduce desk clutter. Wireless peripherals are unique in that they don't require you to worry about cables running across your desk or behind your screen. This means that you can free up more desk space by not using wired keyboards. This is a major plus for wired keyboards. Are those cables really getting in your way? You might be able to mess up your visual feng shui by having wires on your desk. But do they really get in your way? Or do you feel them doing so? A wireless keyboard is the best option for you if you are a neat freak. These cables can be ugly if you aren't. But how important is it in a home office? Do you want to create a clean working environment or one that is productive? Wireless device range. Most wired keyboards come with a 6-foot cable. This should be sufficient for 99.9% of people who are seated at arm's reach from their screens. Bluetooth devices can travel up to 33 feet, but line of sight is an issue. Wireless peripherals such as keyboards and RF radios have a range between 6 to 30 feet depending on the technology that drives them. Ask yourself this question: how far from your laptop or desktop computer do you need? Do you know anyone who spends more than 6 feet away from their computer or Mac while working? Drop us an email if you agree. Interference problems. Signal interference can affect any wireless technology, regardless of what its manufacturers claim. Wireless devices communicate via radio waves. Radio waves can get scrambled. You can also use other wireless peripherals for your office or home. Wireless keyboards have this disadvantage compared to wired counterparts. What is the cause of interference with RF devices? Problems are usually caused by other RF devices such as headphones, printers, or any other device that uses the same 2.4 GHz frequency. Sometimes, it could be as simple as a microwave oven in another room. These emit electromagnetic fields, EMF, which can cause havoc with wireless devices. This interference, signal drop, can occur while you listen to Spotify. It's even more frustrating when the wireless model has the same issues. You may experience a keyboard that stops working or is intermittently functioning, but you won't know why. This is something wired keyboards will never, ever experience and is also a positive point for wired keyboards. Keyboard response time. Reviewers of tech products always mention keyboard response times. Why? Input lag can sometimes be a headache. There can be a delay, lag, between what you write on a wireless keyboard and the time that it appears on your screen. Wireless mice are the same. This delay is measured in milliseconds so that the average person won't notice. Unless there is an emergency when you will be screaming at the screen that the keyboard is retyping everything you have typed. You can also wait for your PC to catch up to the data wobbling through the RF connection to your computer. Local interference, failing batteries, or corrupted driver software can all cause this. This problem is not present in a wired keyboard computer unless it's seriously damaged. They look totally borked. Gaming keyboards and optical switches have very high response times. However, the average computer user won't be able to tell the difference. Power usage. The worst thing about owning a wireless keyboard? You need spare batteries at all times. They each have their own power source. Computer mice are the same. Wireless mice can cause serious pain. We are certain that many of you have driven to the grocery store at 1 a.m. because your keyboard failed just as you were about to do something important. Most people recommend buying two sets of rechargeable batteries and a charger. This is a great option for the environment, provided you keep your spare batteries charged. This is what most people don't realize. Perhaps you should get a charger that has a digital display to show you exactly where you are. A wired keyboard, or wired mouse, never requires to be charged. They never go out of power at night on Sunday, even when you are finishing up a presentation. A wired USB keyboard is a winner in the power requirements debate. However, wireless peripherals can last for months. Price. Is there a difference in price between wireless and wired? It's kind of. Even compared to top-quality wired gaming keyboards, wireless keyboards will cost you quite a bit. Wireless models are more expensive than traditional models. However, they offer extra technology and convenience without wires. You decide if this is worth it. This is why the SteelSeries Apex 7 wired mechanical gaming keyboard is so important. The Apex 7 is undoubtedly one of our favorite gaming keyboards. It has unparalleled responsiveness, features, and a stunning design. Although the Apex 7 is more expensive than the Logitech G915, it's still $50 less expensive than the best wireless gaming keyboard. $50. This is a gaming mouse or money that you could use to buy a higher quality component. What keyboard should you purchase? It doesn't matter if you get a wired or wireless keyboard, it comes down to your specific needs. Wired keyboards are the best option if you plan on working a lot or playing high-stakes games and need something that is responsive. You can use the keyboard indefinitely and it will perform perfectly. The SteelSeries Apex Pro is a great choice, and it delivers amazing performance. It has great durability, a beautiful design, and a comfortable wrist rest. Although it is expensive, it's well worth the money. Wireless keyboards are better if you don't like cables or want to move your keyboard closer to your computer. Wireless keyboards will allow you to be more mobile and make it easier to set up. The Logitech Ergo K860 is our favorite keyboard. It is undoubtedly the most comfortable keyboard ever created. It is ergonomically designed to reduce strain on your wrists and hands. The Logitech Ergo K860's 2-year battery life is far superior to other wireless keyboards which can only last for a few days. Conclusion. Wireless technology will continue to grow in strength and it is possible to cut the cord. Wireless technology will continue to grow in strength and it is possible to cut the cord. Resents hopes you found this article useful and let us know if you have any questions.